It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, welcome to another exciting edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast, and I hope everyone had a really happy Turkey Week.
Yeah, it was a really nice Thanksgiving in here in Connecticut. The weather was actually very, very nice, enjoyable, and had a great time with my family. How about you?
I had a really great time with my family. We actually went down, it was the day before Thanksgiving, we went down to downtown Chicago for the Magical Mile Parade with Donald Duck and all them good people from Walt Disney World.
Donald Duck and all those good people. The duck is not a person. Well, I guess it is a person underneath, so we can let you slip by on that one. Boy, some big news coming out of Dish Network this morning. We reported at Satellite Guys this morning about 10 a.m. It appears that Eric Saul, the Senior Vice President of Programming, is leaving Dish Network at the end of the month.
Yeah, actually, this was quite a huge surprise here at SatelliteGuys.us because Eric Saul is a great friend of ours, but at the same time, I'm not too surprised with the way that the programming department at Dish Network's gone.
Well, yeah, but I don't know if I can blame it all on Eric. You know, I think it some of the programming problems have come from higher above, and there's not too many people higher above. I think it comes close to the top, because if you think back when before Eric Saul was there, there was a gentleman there named Michael Schwimmer, who went on to be the president of CTV. And he left EchoStar to go take that position. And he was the head of programming for that, you know, a long time. And he also had the same nasty public disputes, you know, when they got rid of Viacom and they got rid of Court TV and a couple other channels. It was the same way that we saw with Eric with losing channels. You know, you had the Lifetime channels, you had Voom, you had Gold TV. You have a lot of them to list. So the negotiations styles or their management styles were exactly the same. And I don't believe that necessarily it's Eric to blame. You know, I think more of it comes from the top. I think Eric is a guy who goes out there and negotiates the best deal he can and then goes to Charlie and says, Charlie, here's what they're giving us. And Charlie will say, okay, give me a pen or tell you to go to hell, one of the two. And I have a feeling that's what happened in a lot of these programming disputes.
Yeah, it'd be really interesting to see exactly what went on behind the scenes and in you know, maybe Eric's just the fall guy or whatever. It'd be nice to get Eric here on the podcast to see if he can explain what's going on, maybe after he leaves Dish.
Yeah, we were lucky this past May. We actually got to sit down with Eric and Charlie together and pick their brains, and it was actually kind of unique hearing what their viewpoint was on some of these issues. And to hear their viewpoints from the way they're looking at things, a lot of their decisions actually make a lot of sense if you think like them. Of course, if you think like us, the consumer, you want all the channels you can for the lowest amount of money possible, and you don't give a crap. You want all the channels that you have on today on tomorrow. They don't see it like that, but their reasons for doing things actually make a lot of sense.
Right, and it's kind of like that for the industry as a whole right now, because I know in the DirecTV forum as well, a lot of people are complaining since DirecTV's new CEO took over that they've kind of slowed down too.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got two satellite companies, and they're both selling the same thing. They both essentially offer the same programming services, and they're going after the same customers. So one company is always going to be a good company, and the other company is always going to be the bad company. And right now, Dish is the bad company, and DirecTV is the good company. And if you just remember back about 2 years ago, it was flipped around where Dish Network was the good company, and DirecTV was the bad company. They only had four HD channels, and you know, Dish was crushing them there, and the tides have changed. It's amazing to see. And with Eric leaving, I don't know what it's going to do to the program negotiations that are currently going on. As you know, Dish has said they were going to have up to, and there's the key words they're up to, 150 national HD channels by the end of the year. Now, the end of the year is coming up very, very quickly here. We're in December 1st as we record this. And you know, no new HD yet from Dish Network to make that 150 goal. In addition, at the end of the year, they always have their retransmission consents with the local TV stations, and normally a couple TV stations get dropped off the servers for a couple weeks. And then after that, you know, they go through more negotiations and get re-added back in, and, you know, the whole rigmarole there. What's going to happen when there's no head of programming there? Are the people underneath Eric going to pick up his responsibilities? Because if he did leave, and let me say that again, if he did leave, because Dish Network is not confirming that he is leaving, if he did leave, however, what does this mean for the company?
Yeah, I think the official word was no comment.
Yep, that was the official word I got out of Dish Network. And, you know, sooner or later, if it is true, they will announce it. You know, some of these things just pop up unexpectedly. And you know, Eric is a really neat guy to be around. He's really funny. He's got a sharp wit about him. A lot of people don't know this, but he's like the corporate mascot for Dish Network. If you go to, you know, Team Summit, every year they put Eric in a role. Last year his role was he was running for the president of the United States, and his agenda was everybody needs a hug. And he'd go walking around asking everybody for a hug, and they you know, made this big video of him going around different people and different celebrities asking for hugs and stuff like that and endorsing him for president. It was kind of funny. The year before that, he wanted to be a talk show host, and he kept daydreaming, and they show videos of him being on the sets of, like, The Tonight Show and then the Conan O'Brien Show and things like that with him being the host. And, you know, and Jim and Charlie saying, you suck as a talk show host. But he's always been, like, this corporate mascot behind the scenes, and he's been really entertaining at the Team Summit shows. In fact, the Team Summit entertainment has always been wrapped around Eric Saul. So to see him go, I'm going to miss him. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I know. I'm definitely going to miss him, too. You know, that good old Dish Network racing suit that he always got caught in. It's just a funny moments like that. I don't understand how you can let the mascot go, but hey, I guess it's Charlie's dime.
Right. And speaking of programming changes, on DirecTV this Wednesday, the Golf Channel and Versus, which are currently combined together as one HD channel, will be split apart into two separate channels on DirecTV. Now, I'm going to gaze at my crystal ball here a bit. I am predicting that Dish Network will not split Golf HD and Versus this week. Instead, it's going to happen next week. I don't know why that is, but all the signs are pointing to say that there's going to be no real HD movement this week. Just getting ready for some HD, because they're going to convert over the MPEG-2 stuff this week to MPEG-4 and then get those transponders ready. So I don't think it's going to be for another week. We're going to see Golf HD and Versus on HD split apart.
It sounds like Dish hasn't done the technical portion of that. It's not as simple as flipping a switch, as much as we all would love that. It sounds like they still have to do a little housekeeping around the uplinks.
No, I don't think it's necessarily that. And the reason I say that is because they've been testing Versus and Golf Channel on separate channels for a couple weeks now. And as far as I know, everything was good there. I don't want to get people's hopes up too high, but in my mind, it's saying maybe they're going to launch all kinds of HD channels on one day where you split Versus and Golf and also give some additional channels there. I've heard some talks of Sleuth. I've heard some talks of Chiller HD possibly being added to the lineup very, very soon. And it would make sense to add them all on one day there to give a big splash. You know, even though it's the same channels they already had, to split them apart into two makes it look like they're giving people more HD channels. So if I was a betting man, I would say there'd be more than just Versus and Golf coming at the same time.
That's really interesting that you mentioned that, because it's very interesting to see how DirecTV is going to respond to that. And also, both providers did say 150 by the end of the year, and that's coming up quickly.
That is coming up very quickly. Also coming up very quickly on Monday night is a Charlie Chat. That throws some more heat on the fire. So what better than seeing Charlie Ergen's smiling face on your TV on Monday night and him saying, hey, Charlie's got his sack presence, and it's more HD. That would be like the greatest Charlie Chat present ever, wouldn't it?
You know what would really be the greatest Charlie Chat present would be to see Vince McMahon and Charlie Ergen go at it on WWE.
No, Charlie's a small guy. He'd probably get broken in half in like 2 seconds.
I don't know. I think Vince can. I think Charlie can take Vince.
Like, when I'm standing next to Charlie and he's standing next to me, I'm like 3 to 4 times wider than he is. And I kind of feel bad and suck in my gut when I'm around him because, you know, he's just a small guy.
That's all right. We can maybe get Eric Saldo double for Charlie.
Yeah, Eric would maybe be a good WWE candidate. He'd be great in a manager's position. Although, I got to tell you, the guy is tall.
Yeah, he is. But anyhow, we have a birthday around SatelliteGuys.us.
Yeah, someone emailed me and said, can I say happy birthday to this person? So I want to give a Satellite Guys shout out to Joshua Clark. And I wrote John on the notes, but it's actually Joshua Clark. Josh is turning 18 on Tuesday, so happy birthday to you.
All right, sweet. Well, you're not totally illegal yet to buy alcohol or anything like that, but happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to you, and you know, thanks for being a Satellite Guys member. And speaking of parties, you know, because probably Josh was having a big party tomorrow, we got a big party coming up here on Monday night. On Monday night, it's the Satellite Guys holiday party.
Ooh, everybody loves a good party.
Yep, and Monday night, we posted the details of the party on the Satellite Guys homepage and in the Operations Center forum. And we've broken it up this year into three different categories. Category number one is prizes for everybody, and there's only two of them this year. And the first prize there is $100, which will be either in a Discover gift card or an American Express gift card. It depends what state you live in to decide which card you get, because I guess American Express doesn't sell into some states depending on the laws of the state, which is really weird.
Yeah, that is.
So it'll be $100, and then the second prize for all members would be a $20 gift card there. Now here's where things get more interesting. If you're a Satellite Guys supporter, a supporting pub member, or supporting founder, or even a staff member, all staff is eligible except for myself and my wife. The prizes are as follows here, and let me just pull this up on my screen real quick.
By the way, I haven't heard any of this yet, so I'm finding out just along with you guys.
Right. Here's what we got for if you're a supporting pub member, or staff member, or, you know, a supporting founder. The grand prize this year is a $250 gift card. Again, either American Express or Visa or Discover card, depending on what. The second prize is $100 gift card. The third prize is a $50 gift card. And then, additionally, 5 $20 gift cards will be given away to pub members in the chat throughout the night. Now, I've heard a lot of people saying, well, your holiday party sounds great, but I work at night, or I can't get online at night. I can't make the chat. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a second chance drawing. And opening up on Tuesday, well, you'll be hearing this probably on Tuesday. The second chance drawing, we're going to have a special thread opened up in the Chit Chat forum that's called Happy Holidays. In that Happy Holidays, you can send your holiday greetings to Satellite Guys members, Satellite Guys staff, say Happy Holidays to whatever you want. You can say whatever you want, basically, just as long as it's something about Happy Holidays. In the chat, which you do not have to be in for this giveaway, we're going to be selecting people to win some of the prizes. So that way, if they can't be in the chat, they can at least win some prizes still. So the second chance drawing, the grand prize there is $100, and the second prize is a $20 gift card. So we're giving about a lot of money given away this year. And the reason we're doing that is simple, because everybody needs a little money this year. There's really no hot item out there, you know, hot toy, hot game, hot electronics item that people are really looking for out there this year. So when me and my wife decided to, you know, figure out what to give away for this year's holiday party, we decided that money that they can spend or give away to whoever, you know, they can give the gift card to whoever they want, would be a better way to go. Let them pick their gift for the year. So that's this coming Monday night. The chat room opens at 8:30, and the prize giveaways start at 9 p.m., and that's all Eastern time here at SatelliteGuys.us.
Wow, Scott, that's definitely something that I look forward to. And, yeah, everybody can definitely use a little money, and I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to get myself for Christmas or get my wife. Because there really isn't that hot item. Last year was the Wii's and the Rock Band, and this year it's nothing.
Right. And before people start saying, and when we talked about this last week in the chat, why I'm giving away more prizes to the supporters and pub members than the non-pub members, it's not a case of me wanting to increase our pub membership or raise money through that avenue. That's not the case at all. Just looking at things and the way we've operated over the year, it's because of the support of our pub members and supporting founders, it's the reason that Satellite Guys is still here online. So we want to thank them for their support over the past year, and that's why we're doing that. If you want to become a pub member, do it because you want to support the site. Do not do it because you want to possibly win a prize. I don't want anybody doing that. I want people supporting the site who believe in the site.
Yeah, absolutely, and the site does wonderful things, and it's as good as the users put into it. That's what I could say. But well, it's time for another world famous Scotty chat, don't you think, Scott?
I don't know. I was thinking about that, and I'm going to take a vote. So, all you podcast listeners out there, let us know in the podcast thread if we should have a live call in Scotty chat on Monday night before the holiday party. And if we do one, we're going to be talking about what you'd like to see from both satellite providers over the next year. So think about that, and if you want to call in, we'll have our 800 number up, so you can call us up toll-free. Me and Bob will both be online, and we'll take your questions and hear what you want out of satellite for the upcoming year.
You know, I really would like to see increased quality in high-definition channels, hopefully with a few more satellite launches to boot with that.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen there, but if you want us to do a Scotty chat, live call-in chat, where you get to talk to me and Bob and tell the world what you think of the satellite companies, what you'd like to see out of them for 2009, let us know you want us to do it. And depending on how you guys vote, we may have a Scotty chat next week before the Charlie chat. Just keep watching the Satellite Guys homepage.
Yep, and well, Scott, that's the music. And don't forget, you can give us a call on the podcasting hotline at any time to have your questions answered.
Yep, and that's 1-900? No, it's not 1-900. No, just kidding.
just look in the bottom of my signature, and you can find the number there.
Yep, that's the number, and we will see you next week for the holiday party.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.